Welcome to Respect My Mind podcast with your host, Kevin Moffitt, one half of the collective Southern Frame of Mind with Elijah Hivory. Yeah, I just wanted to come to y'all tonight, this Sunday night. And so quite a few things. I just had some things on my mind about the black community where it's like we uphold negativity and we uphold debauchery in our community, and when it gets checked, it's like, you know, other people see, especially with other people, black people check other black people about debauchery or about the negativity in our community, it's just looked down upon. It's like we were not born or raised or bred to be held up in a negative light. If anything, we're the most forgiving and most righteous people. But you have sources and things in society out there, or the dominant society that leads people out there to believe and leads black people to be seen in a negative light. I'm talking about celebrities, social media, and all the above, and yada, 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 like I keep harping on. But we get seen in a negative light. And when we try to place correction on it, it's like, oh, what are you talking about? Oh, let them do them. Let them do. But those behaviors, those destructive behaviors have consequences. It's like we don't think about the consequences of our actions when we're living in the negative spaces. When we're living in the debauchery or the negative life, we never think about consequences. All we think about is what we want to do. We never think about the next generation coming up, what they see. Or we never think about being in harm's way, being put in harm's way. We never think about that. All we think about is that feeling for now. And I think that's where it comes from. And with the black community, that's what I see is a lot of, we only think about the now. We never think about the future. We usually don't think about the future. I'm talking about some black people. I'm not talking about the people that are actually upstanding. If it doesn't fit you, if it doesn't fit, you know, if it don't fly, if it doesn't apply, let it fly. You know the saying. So, you know, we don't think about the future generations when we put these images or have images out there of negativity or living in a negative or not so positive space in life. We got to think about future generations instead of ourselves now. We're living selfishly when we do that. If our community is supposed to be about each one, teach one, we're supposed to be practicing that. That old African adage, each one, teach one. It takes a village to raise a child, or to raise a nation. But what I see is like we have a breakdown in our black community to where we can't correct anybody that is on that path to unrighteousness or on that path to debauchery. You get called out and you get seen as a hater, or you get seen as a coon or a sellout. But, and I'm not talking about just the satisfactory of white society, white dominant society, just to appease them. I'm not talking about appeasing white society. I'm talking about just living in high standards within us as a black community. But all we do is we praise negativity. That's all we do is we praise negativity. We live in negativity, the thug culture, the, and then people mention stuff. You have our upstanding, righteous people, black people that mention things about it, and it just gets tossed to the side. It's like, oh man, we just doing us. You know what I'm saying? We got to survive out here. We got to do it. I say, I understand situations put you in certain places, but I'm speaking to the people who know they have the potential to be a light in the community, but they go and they go towards the darkness. They go towards the unscrupulous characters. They look up to people like that, or they look up to the gangsterism and the thuggery and the sluttery and thottery, and all. They look up to that and they lionize that shit. I just don't get it. That's frustrating with my people. And it seems like, yeah, a lot of us, we suffer from the lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge destroys the people. Lack of knowledge destroys our people. We got to get on some righteous shit, man. Like, I don't see us surviving within, like, another 10, 15 years. If we don't get our shit together and turn this shit around, like, I don't see us surviving. Like, I don't see us being in the future. They're trying to phase us out enough as it is. But we're our own self-detractors. We self-destruct. We're destroying ourselves, and we're not. It's not even about white people at this point. At this point, I don't even think it's about them. It's about self-policing ourselves. You can't glorify all the negativity, go out and try to live it out in everyday life, and then expect somebody to respect you. How does that happen? It's a way to articulate it. It's a way to speak to people. It's a way to get your point across without getting violent, without getting physical. I mean, if it comes to that, it comes to that. And some people might be like, oh man, you that's that scary talk. That's that scary. Like, no, I can get down with the best of them too. I'm not, it's no bitch in my bone in my body, but I'm just saying, like, as a guy who's coming as a little bit older and mature, it's a way to speak to people, have a dialogue with people, besides, you know, raising your fist or in anger, and, you know. Or it's other ways to get money besides shaking your ass or get attention. It's other ways to get attention besides shaking your ass. It's you know. But when you speak this shit like this, it's like people just, they just, I don't know. It's just some, our black communities, we're just in love with that state of mind. We're just in love with that state of mind. Just, oh man, we just out here, we getting it how we get it. Because it looks glamorous. It looks cool. It looks glamorous. It's yeah, you know. I must over-sexualize myself and shake this ass. And like, that's cool, you know what I'm saying? But you're not going to be looked at as wifey material. You know what I'm saying? And these niggas out here fucking up they prospects by getting a criminal record because they trying to impress somebody else. Or they're trying to impress the guys around them. Or they say they have to get it how they live, how, like that. It's other ways of doing it. But see, that's what I mean about, you know, showing the generations of the future. Like, the past generations wasn't shown the way. Yeah, it was negative images back then, but it's more so now because of the advent of the internet and social media and blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. But we know this. We know it's more exposure because of that. But we since we have the internet, we have Google and all these things, we can look at our history. We can study righteousness. We can go into and see other avenues, and we can go to other avenues in life and study, and we have everything at the press of a button with the internet. There's no reason why you don't have the information that you don't have. You have all the information at your fingertips. You just got to use it in a positive way, you know. So those past generations, you know, some things have been broken, but it's a chance to fix it. And that's what we're trying to do now. It's like some of the past generations, we caught up and be like, okay, that's not the way to go. It's like we want to have, like, we want to live righteously. We want to be, you know, upstanding people. You know, we don't want people to look at us in a certain way. So we're trying to, it's people that's trying to come out and say, hey, this is not the way. But you still got people out there that just still want to revert back to the chicanery and the debauchery. It's crazy, man. Yeah. But, you know, it's things we can do that's positive out there. It's a lot of positive things we can do out there besides. And we need to stop this celebrity worship of how we... That part of it, entertainment is not, it's not real life. It's not real life. And that's the frustration that I have with people, especially my black community. Like, that's, it's not real life, ladies and gentlemen. That's not, you see the stripper lifestyle. Okay. Well, you say they got to do what they have to do. All right. That's cool. But like, strippers don't live a normal life. That's not a normal life. There's probably a lot more behind the scenes that you guys don't really see. And it's things out there that are glamorizing. Like being thuggish, that's selling drugs and shit. That's not a glamorous life. You're on a swivel 24 hours a day. You don't know if the feds going to come raid your house in the morning, or you don't know if you're going to jail. You don't know if you're going to get hit. Court can take away your money. All types of shit. But people only show the glamorous part of it. Yeah, I'm flashing 50K in my pictures. I got me a nice little Bentley or a nice whatever. It's just crazy. I think people are so driven by materialism. They're so driven by the material trappings of life and society. And another thing that plagues us as a black community is we want it fast. We want everything like this. We want everything fast because we see other people getting it. Oh, I want it quick. I want it quick. The quicker you get that money, you know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, it's, you know, the quicker you get it, the quicker you lose it. Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. But nobody's bashing anybody. And then that's another thing. I say, we got to stop with this. People are bashing. Like, it's not bashing. It's like, it's constructive criticism. That's the problem. People can't take criticism today. People can't take criticism. People just want to just do whatever the fuck. I'm saying, just destroy yourself. Do whatever the hell you want to do. Like, me personally, I will let somebody know something. But, like, at the end of the day, you got your life to live. At the end of the day, you got your life to live. You got to live the way you want to live. You got self-autonomy. You govern yourself. You pay your own bills. You do what you want to do. But people don't think about the consequences of anything. They just do whatever they want to do. Like if you smoke, people don't think, oh, yeah, I get that nicotine high, but 10 years later down the line, I could develop cancer. I could develop throat cancer, lung cancer, mouth cancer. Like, people don't think about shit like that. It's just what I do today. I'm just going to live in the now. You know. But, you know, it's going to become a day of reckoning. Or people got to hit a rock bottom before they realize, you know, what they were doing out there. And you can't do this shit when you get old. Like, when you get older, you got... It's a little too late when you're 40 and you realize, look back, like, damn, I done partied and bullshitted my life away all this time, and I can't. It's like, damn, like, you know, it's a hard enough time if you've been living or in a righteous path or just haven't been like really like participating in the chicanery and the buffoonery and everything. It's hard enough if you done slipped and trying to get back on your feet. It's hard enough doing that shit. But imagine you fucking yourself off. You really living in the low box. Shit. Yo. Good luck to you. Me, I'm not here for preaching and all that shit, though. I don't believe in telling grown folks shit that they already know what they have to do. You already know what it is already. It's just a... It's just a euphoric thing. It's just a dopamine rush that people have participating in certain behaviors. It's a euphoric dopamine rush to be like, ah, oh, fuck, yeah. I'm out here thugging and doing whatever I'm doing. Or it's a dopamine rush, like living, I guess, a thoughtish lifestyle. I'm not a woman, so I wouldn't know how it would feel to be, I guess, to have a man get off. I guess attention is a dopamine rush. It is. I read a study about that. Attention is a euphoric, it's a rush. Yeah. Having people, you know, likes and stuff. It is a study on that. But the mind is something, man. I tell you that. The mind is something else. Very complex. But tune in to another podcast. Respect My Mind next time. I just wanted to touch on that real quick. And also tune in to Southern Frame of Mind. We got some stuff coming up for y'all. You know, a lot of live video vlog things. Got a lot of stuff on location. Good vibe, positive shit. You know what I'm saying? But I just had to bring this to you tonight, man. Because that was just waning on my mind, man. Just like how we need to step out of that negativity and debauchery and all this shit. We need to, you know what I'm saying? Rise, have a little bit better expectations for ourselves as a black community. That's all I'm saying. But I want to say peace out there and good night.